he's going to be like rambling through the White House garden in his robe at 4 o'clock in the morning, not knowing where he is. They're going to have to wrangle him all the time. He's probably going to be, you know, like inappropriately touching women. It's going to be really funny.
He's going to be sniffing ladies all over the place.
He's going to be sniffing women. Yeah.
Welcome to the Off-Grid Outpost podcast, where we discuss the journey to real liberty through self-sufficiency, counter-economics, non-aggression, and the agora.
The Outpost represents the border between societal norm and the pioneer spirit. Every episode contains practical, philosophical, and technical information you can use to gain the freedom you deserve. Good morning, everyone. This is Regina with the Off-Grid Outpost podcast. I am here with my buddy Cyrus.
Good morning.
And today we're just doing, just a little commentary on all the on the political environment we're in.
Yeah. Lots of fun stuff. This is a great election year. You know, this is the most important election of our lifetime. We hear that every year. Well, this is the most important election of our lifetime.
Why do you think it's the most important election?
I don't. I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
I don't think any of them are all that important, to be honest with you. But you hear that every year, or every election cycle for the president.
Well, you know, we need to get out and vote because our vote matters, and it's all up to us.
Yeah.
We have this huge choice, you know, this big choice, this versus that. And if you don't get your ass out and vote, you can't complain.
Yeah, that's right. I like George Carlin's take on it. George Carlin, he said, what do you mean? I don't have the right to complain. You guys are the ones that voted. You fucked this up.
Right.
I didn't vote. It's not my fault.
That used to be my big, you know, I used to say that, you know, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
Yeah. And yeah, me too.
I voted probably for, I think ever since I turned 18, I started voting. So this is going to be the first voting cycle that I haven't voted in 20 years.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of a big deal for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still feel the twinges of guilt. I do. Like, I legit feel the guilties for not voting, and I'm still kind of getting over that.
Yeah, it was a big deal in my family. In fact, one of my presents from my dad was to take me down to the voter registration place and get registered on my 18th birthday. It was a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a rite of passage.
Yeah. But I wasn't allowed to drink yet, but I could choose a president. That always seemed weird.
Yeah, well, now you're not allowed to smoke either until 21. I find that really bizarre.
Yeah.
Really, really weird. But yeah, the political climate is strange. I'm not a huge political person. I don't even really like talking about it, but things have gotten so odd this year. It's kind of hard not to make an episode just riffing on the oddity. It's a circus oddity show at this point.
Yeah, it is a circus sideshow. Well, I've always known that it was, you know, politics is theater, but this year's just... it's just unbelievably weird.
Well, it's almost like kind of how media has changed, you know, like if we look at how conservative media was back in the 50s to how like radical it is now, just with the content and the gore and the sexuality and the violence. So we've almost become insensitive to shocking things. So they have to keep up the political drama to these levels. To these unprecedented levels to where we have to be, like, shocked just to even get the attention. Give the attention over to the politicians anymore. It kind of seems like that.
Yeah. Of course, you've got Biden, who's, you know, mentally I don't think he's in a great state to be president. And
Bo Jiden.
Huh?
Bo Jiden. That's what I call him.
Bo Jiden.
Bo Jiden. It works, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Totally be his name.
Yeah, that's funny.
Did you watch the debate, by the way?
I didn't, no. I watched a highlight reel kind of thing for like 3 minutes, that I just couldn't do it anymore.
I don't think there was anything that I took away from it, really. Like, it didn't enhance my life. It didn't change my opinion. It wasn't professional. It wasn't informative. It was garbage, basically.
Yeah.
It was complete and utter garbage. It didn't give me any inkling of, you know, isn't it supposed to, like, sway people that are maybe in the middle and not sure how to vote? Isn't that what the debate is for?
Yeah, it's to...
Well, it didn't do
win
that.
People to your side to show people that you're more knowledgeable than the other guy on different topics, and that you have a better plan and your policies are more sound. I mean, it's a debate. Supposed to be.
Yeah, it was just filthy mudslinging, basically, the whole way through. From both sides. Filthy mudslinging and, of course, interruptions, because Trump can't let anyone get a word in edgewise. Right. Oh, my God. Well, and you brought up a good point when you said that Trump should just let Biden talk so Biden can talk himself into a freaking hole, because he will.
Yeah, he certainly would. That's what I would do. I just wouldn't say anything, and I would just let Biden dig and dig and dig and dig.
Yeah.
Trump is not capable. He's like that. He's like that drunk guy that has the right to remain silent, but won't ever shut up.
But can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if he just gave Biden the full 2 minutes to spiel out whatever he could, he would eventually stutter over himself and ADD himself into a hole. Because I'm pretty sure, just from the way he talks, I'm almost positive he's dyslexic, because he constantly flips his numbers when he talks. So he'll say like 91, 19, or 1,000,000, 1,000 million. Like, he has these really weird play on numbers, and he's not able to grasp words very well, which just tells me he's dyslexic. And I've known a lot of dyslexic people, so I'm a professional at identifying issues. Except for my own.
Got your certificate online?
Yeah, on YouTube, actually.
On YouTube, right? Awesome. Yeah, I've decided I'm rooting for Biden, though.
Are you going like for Biden this year?
Yeah, that's who I'm rooting for. I've made my decision. I'm not voting.
So what's his slogan? What's his slogan?
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what Biden's slogan is?
Vote for me. I'll be absent most of the time. I don't know.
It might be that.
Well, in 2016, I was rooting for Trump because I thought that would be awesome and funny, and I was right. It has been awesome and funny to see him as president. And right. I think it would be really funny to see Biden as president.
It would be so comedy. I mean, it would just be cringe-worthy comedy.
Yeah.
Well, everyone insists that our whole, like, world is going to fall apart if Biden gets in. You know, everything is just going to be destroyed, and America is going to fail, and, you know. He says he's for the working people, though.
Unless you're voting for Biden, then you think another 4 years of Trump is going to ruin the country. Ruin it.
Exactly.
He's going to change the law so he can get a third term, and, you know, and all that shit.
Yeah.
Has always gone on. Those things have always gone on. Every election is the most important election because of one thing or another. And no matter what the result of the election is, nothing ever changes. Like,
right.
Government still grabs power every chance it gets. Government still infringes on your rights every chance it gets. I mean, it never changes. The only things that change are, like, whether whether, well, it's like that that Larkin and Amanda Rose video that they put out recently. That thing was so funny. It's like, you're either going to get punched in the gut or slapped in the face. That's the only thing that's different. You get to choose which, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to vote for Trump and get punched in the gut, or are you going to vote for Biden and get slapped in the face?
Right.
Pick your poison. We'll put a link in the show notes to that video, because it's really, like, strips out all the crap, and you can really see what's going on, which is, they're all on the same side.
Yeah.
They're all on the same freaking side. Give me a break. And then, you know, they always say, well, Biden's going to take our guns. Biden's going to, you know, do this and that. That's, I don't even think that would happen, to be honest, because they never do what they say they're going to do.
Well, and Obama was going to take our guns too, and he had 8 years and never tried.
Exactly.
You know?
But there was a massive gun run. I mean, it definitely helps gun sales.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good for the economy.
Yeah, I just don't see, whenever they say I'm going to do this or that or make promises, they never keep them. So I'm not really even worried anymore, even if Biden gets in. I don't think much would even change on either side.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah, the only real differences, I think, that affect things in a meaningful way are Supreme Court appointees. You know, the president gets to, you know, basically put people on the Supreme Court. That has lasting change. You know, if you sway the court from one direction to another, that can make changes. But it's still, to an agorist, it doesn't matter. Like, to me, it doesn't. I don't care whether the Supreme Court is liberal or conservative, because I'm always going to do my own thing anyway, regardless of what they say. So,
yeah.
Another thing that's weird is that Kamala Harris is the vice president nominee, which is, seems so weird that it seems like she would be a nominee for a Republican, not a Democrat.
Why is that?
I mean,
she's like that.
Well, she's like the top cop. She puts people in jail for a living all the time, you know, and you've got, I don't know, it seems like the far leaning left. I mean, right now they're trying to defund the police. And so they put a top cop in line at the presidency. I mean, it's just weird. Like, why
is
are you saying defund
cop?
The police? Well, she's a prosecuting attorney, right? Isn't that what she
is? I don't know anything about her. I literally know nothing other than that she has very little political experience, and I couldn't imagine her running a country if Bo Jiden was to croak, which I feel the likelihood of Bo Jiden croaking in 8 years would be high.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get 8 years. If they win, I think they'll get four. And he will be absent most of the time. They will be, they will have Secret Service on him at all times to not allow him to escape the White House playground. Like, they're going to keep him under lock and key, I think. But yeah,
you know what? His personality sucks. Like, Joe Biden's personality is absent. He has no personality. And as a politician, you have to, like, sell yourself and have, like, charisma. And he has zero charisma.
Yeah.
Just that factor alone, that he has no personality, no charisma. At least Trump has a very bold personality. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
But back to what you're saying. So back to Kamala. I don't know. I don't know anything about her. It was a bizarre choice. Everyone feels the same way. It's almost like they are setting up the Democratic Party to lose.
Yeah. It does look that way. It's weird. I mean, it was weird 4 years ago to have Trump running. Like, even then, I was like, golly, that is weird, this guy. You know? But
the Simpsons predicted it, so I don't know if the Simpsons predicted another term or what, but if you go back and just watch the Simpsons over the past 30 years, you'll pretty much know the future for everything.
Oh, that's funny. So they had episodes where Trump was president?
Yes.
Is that what
they
you're saying?
Had, I'll tell you that it was so accurate. They have a shot of Trump becoming president, and he is going down an escalator, and he's waving down this escalator. And that exact shot, that exact moment happened in real life. The escalator was facing the same direction. Like, it was an illustrated version of what happened in real life.
That's funny.
I'm sure you could look on the YouTube all the things that the Simpsons have predicted. So now there's this conspiracy theory that the elites have to say what their plans are. They have to inform the public of what their plans are. And they do this through media.
That's weird. Does this rabbit hole explain why they have to tell you what they're about to do?
They just have to inform you. And I don't know the reason or rhyme. It's just like the elitist code, like the Illuminati code. You must tell the general public what your evil scheme is. And they do this through Hollywood and social media. And well, not social media. Well, maybe social media. Multimedia is what I meant to say.
So it's just one of the rules of their game.
Yes, it's the rule of their game. Okay. The public must be informed. And I learned that from a Mason, actually.
That's funny.
And you know, Masons study all that kind of elitist cult kind of stuff. And he was a pretty high degree Mason. I don't think he was in like any major inner circles, but he had that piece of knowledge and it made a lot of sense.
I guess I've got to start watching Simpsons.
Well, I bet you could go onto YouTube, and I'm sure someone has completely done a compilation of all the things that The Simpsons has predicted.
I'll have to look into that. That'll be funny.
And I don't think Biden was, you know, in The Simpsons at any point, but I'm pretty sure I just saw recently that the coronavirus was predicted by The Simpsons. I feel like I saw that somewhere. I'll have to look into it. According to CNBC, Biden leads Trump by 14 points. Uh-huh, sure. That's what they said about Hillary, too.
The Democrats always lead in the polls because the polls are skewed liberal.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the way it is every year.
Exactly. The polls are so off because the people who take polls are Democrats. And then the Republicans actually show up and vote.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it works or anything like that. I just know that the Democrats are always in the lead and they don't always win. So the polls are pretty useless. What's really funny is that, and this is every time, it's like every time when a Democrat loses and they were ahead in the polls going into the election, and then everybody is surprised at the end. it's like how are you guys still surprised? This happens every time. You know, like what is surprising about this?
Nothing.
It's just funny. It really changes politics when you can sit back and look at it without picking a side, without giving a shit who wins. When you can watch it that way from a distance, it is really funny. It is so, it's comical to me. All the stuff that goes on, the commercials, oh my god, the commercials are so funny. And I know they're meant to be serious, they're not meant to be funny, but they are funny.
They have been so raunchy this year, the commercials. I think they just get raunchier and raunchier. It's just a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to Trump and the coronavirus. So Trump caught the Rona, as we all know, and then in a moment of roid rage, because they shot him up with some steroids, he decided to postpone any stimulus talks until after the election. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. That's...
Yeah, and then the stock market crashed by 400 points because our stock market is so resilient that Trump can send out a tweet and it can crash overnight.
Yeah.
It's almost like your parent saying, now you can't have dessert unless you eat all of your dinner. It's kind of like Trump saying, now you can't have your stimulus until you vote for me.
Right.
So all talks have ceased until a month from now. And, you know,
it'll be more than a month because.
Yeah.
This election, This is going to be another 2000. The courts are going to decide the winner on this one.
Did that happen in 2000? Who was running in 2000? I can't remember. Was that George W.?
That was Bush 2 and what was that climate change guy? What was his name?
Oh, Al Gore.
Al Gore, yeah.
Did you know that he said our children would never see snow again? Do you know that he said that?
Yeah.
Our children will never see snow.
He's terrible at predictions. he should not make predictions. He sucks at it.
Okay, my daughter's 20 now, and there's still plenty of snow, and I had her in 2001, and he told me, he's like speaking to my generation, your children will never see snow again. I'm like, I live in freaking Montana. Trust me, there's plenty of snow to be had. There's more snow, actually.
A lot's gotta happen for there not to be snow in Montana.
I couldn't even imagine. We'd have to be bumped out of our freaking like orbit a little bit closer to the sun for that to happen.
Yeah, I think I think the courts are going to decide this one again. I think it's going to be that close.
So the courts decided between George W. and Al Gore. How did they decide?
I don't remember exactly how it went down. So the counts were super close, and then there was some kind of scandal about voter fraud, and I think it was all about Florida, if I'm remembering right, something that went on in Florida and the courts had to decide whether Florida counted or something. I don't really remember exactly, but I just remember it being a big deal.
Yeah, I don't think I voted that year because I was too busy, like, surviving. Actually, I think how old was I? I think I was only 17 that year, so I missed that round.
Yeah. What's going to suck this year is everything is so polarized. Like, people are so radical. They're such radical supporters of one candidate or the other that no matter who wins, the losers are going to be in an uproar.
The losers are going to be very sore this year. Very sore.
If you think cities are burning right now, just wait till after the election.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to get crazy.
Yeah, the cities are going to be torched, which, you know, just to go into a quick little conspiracy theory blip, it's, you know, they want to move into these smart cities. They want the cities to become smart, and you almost have to, like, burn your cities to the ground so you have a reason to rebuild and install the smart city infrastructure. Just saying.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. Yeah. It's like, why are they letting the cities burn? Why aren't they having any intervention? Well, maybe they want to rebuild them to their smart city NWO agenda. Agenda 2021. Hello, people. It's 2020. It all makes sense, doesn't it? It's all, the timeline is aligning.
The stars are in alignment.
Maybe I'm just connecting the dots, the invisible dots in my head.
You never know. Regardless of all of that, I just keep on living out here in the woods. I'm not worried about it.
That's the thing. Like, the farther you remove yourself from all this shenanigans, the easier it is to just laugh about it and watch it as a theater drama, the less personally you take it. Because my world isn't going to change. I don't think my world's going to change one bit, to be honest, no matter who gets in.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think your world is.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it reminds me of college football. Like, I used to be a huge, like, rabid University of Oklahoma college football fan.
Oh, and, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was that guy that if OU lost on Saturday, my next week sucked. Like, I was just pissed at the world because 40 college students didn't win a football game. Like, it was ridiculous. And then when I just stopped giving a shit about the winner, I enjoyed watching football a lot more.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, I don't care who wins a football game anymore. I just like watching it. And it's much more enjoyable.
It's enjoyable and entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you could apply that to the presidential election as well, once you just stop giving a shit, because really, they don't really do anything they ever say they're going to do. They just say what they need to say to get the votes, and then they do whatever they need to do to really please who's in charge, which is the large corporations.
Yeah.
That's one thing if Joe Biden gets in. I'm sure he'd extend my unemployment until the infinity of time.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bo Biden is going to try and get you a universal income anyway, so that'd be awesome.
Oh, shit. Ubi.
Yeah.
Universal basic income. Wouldn't that make, like, everything in the world more expensive?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that would work, really.
I feel like it would. If we all got the same base pay, I feel like everything would get more expensive because now we've all got this money, this basic money, and just going to drive the prices up because it almost puts it at ground zero. It levels the playing field. And so it's like, well, you can afford this and this on UBI, so now we're going to raise the price of this, and the only way you can afford it if you have UBI and are doing a side hustle. I don't know. That's my logic, at least.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, everything else the government subsidizes becomes more expensive, so.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, back to the Rona. Trump having the Rona. I keep bringing it up, and then we get sidetracked onto another topic. So, and the reason I want to bring this up, because this is what I think is going to happen. Through many months of researching how the Rona works, from what I've understood, you kind of have this first initial hit, like you have a flu, you feel like shit, and then within a few days you feel better, right? But then the Rona starts to present itself in its true form in like 2 weeks.
Oh, I see. So he's going to be really sick right during the election.
That's what I've read. That's what I've researched. I started nerding out on the Rona like really early in the game, like January.
Yeah.
I really started kind of researching it. I started researching the symptoms, just went down that whole rabbit hole. And from what I've read, and I had it, I'm almost positive, which everyone says now, pretty sure I had the Rona. That's the big thing right now. But and I think I did because I went to the Windstar World Casino in February, okay? 20,000 people maximum capacity, and most of them were not American.
Right. Probably half. Lots of travelers.
Lots of travelers. And a few days or like a week after, I had just a random fever, and I wasn't feeling good, but no other symptoms presented itself. Just a random fever, I wasn't feeling good. Within 48 hours, I felt fine. Fast forward 2 weeks later, I came down with a dry cough and I felt like I couldn't catch my breath for 2 to 3 weeks. And I didn't know what the hell was going on. I thought maybe Rona, you know, because I was educated about Rona at that point. I'm like, no, I don't have the Rona. But the symptoms align with what the Rona does to people.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever got the Rona or not. Or I like, one guy calls it the cerveza sickness. I kind of like that.
The cerveza, yeah.
But I have these, like, microscopic assassins inside my body, and I just don't get sick.
Oh, yeah, you're one of those, huh?
Yeah, like, they are brutal. Like, like,
that's awesome.
Go out and handle dog shit and then eat a sandwich without washing my hands and I won't, you know.
Oh, dear God. Thanks for the visual.
I'm just saying, like, I don't get sick.
Yeah.
I call them my little microscopic assassins.
Wow. That's how Cody is, too. Cody, I'll get sick. Every couple of years, I'll get sick. And he never catches my crud.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
My wife, we could make out.
Right, yeah.
He never catches my crud. So, yes, my prediction is, just following the patterns and the probabilities, that Trump had the Rona, 72 hours, he had the fever, standard. Feeling better, great. Is it out of his system? Hell no. Is he going to spread it all over the White House? Hell yes. Because he's not following procedure. I don't really give a crap, personally. And then 2 weeks from now, he's going to go down hard. He is gonna, it's gonna, the Rona's gonna come back around like a whipsaw. Bam! Right before the election. He's gonna tank.
And then it'll be President Pence.
What happens if? What happens if Trump doesn't survive it? Wouldn't that be just crazy? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't wish death really upon anyone per se. And I definitely don't wish death upon Trump. I hope he doesn't croak from the Rona. But what if he did? Mm-hmm. Oh my Lord. That would be something else.
Yeah. I can see the state funeral now.
Whoa. Like a
gold leaf casket. And yeah, it'd be awesome.
Well, he does all of his hotels in gold and white marble, so it'd probably be along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at just the basic facts of it all, he's in the most vulnerable, or close to the most vulnerable age group. He's in his late 70s.
Yeah, he's a tough son of a gun, though, I think.
Oh, yeah. He's surly. He's very healthy. He's maybe a little overweight, but he's healthy. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He's surly. He has tenacity, the will to live. I don't think he'd succumb to it, but he may come down pretty dang sick in a couple weeks' time. Too sick to debate, too sick to make social appearances and stuff.
Well, in that case, as rude as it is, I hope he gets sick, because that would give Biden a better chance, and I'm rooting for Biden. I want a Bo Jiden presidency. That'll be so fun. he's who I want to win. I just can't imagine it'll be awesome if he becomes president.
It'd just be so awesome. Like, how would it be awesome? I can't see it. Like, what are you seeing the awesomeness about?
All policy aside, he's going to be like rambling through the White House garden in his robe at 4 o'clock in the morning, not knowing where he is. They're going to have to wrangle him all the time. He's probably going to be, you know, like inappropriately touching women. It's going to be really funny.
He's going to be sniffing ladies all over the place.
He's going to be sniffing women. Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, I'm all about Merca, so.
Merca.
I did buy a Keep America Great shirt at the gun show.
Oh, yeah?
And I wear it.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's pink.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot of Keep America Great shirts for sale at a gun show. I see that.
There was a lot. There was a wide selection. And my candidate, of course, is Trump. It'll always be Trump. Because if Trump doesn't get in, the world will explode into third world country chaos. Because he is the glue that's holding the shit show together.
He is the rock in which we all lean on.
He is my rock. And if he doesn't get in, they're going to raid my home for all my guns and ammo. And there's going to be no jobs left. It's going to be complete socialistic takeover.
Well,
all the jobs will just immediately evaporate into thin air. And my gun is gonna explode, like, randomly. Yeah.
Right.
It's gonna eviscerate out of existence. The minute he gets voted in, all my guns and ammo is just gonna go into the ether.
Well, you must not like brown people.
Brown people?
You must be racist.
Oh, I'm totally a racist. Even though my grandparents immigrated, you know, to America from Italy, totally racist.
But I mean, I saw it on CNN. Trump supporters are racist.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, Biden supporters are just non-working losers that leech off the system.
Yeah, they're commies.
Just totally you. You're a commie. But yeah, it's all of these messages that are just ravishing everybody, you know. They're riling up the people against each other. It's so polarized, it's scary, almost.
Very polarized. Yeah. Yeah, when it's all said and done, everything will still, it'll all just stay the same. I mean, all the shit that matters, it'll all stay the same. The government's still gonna try and tell me what to do, no matter who wins.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're still going to pay taxes. They're still going to have complete control over you. Not you, but in general.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who gets in. The end result will be the same, no matter how much people want to believe otherwise.
Yeah.
It's just who's going to stroke off who in the White House. Which giant corporation is going to pay the most? Well, that's probably a good place to wrap it up. You probably got 40 minutes of material there you can work with.
Yeah. Just want to make sure we get the important lesson in.
What's the important lesson?
The important lesson is this is the most important election of our lifetime.
Yes.
We can't forget that. You must go out and do your civic duty. Choose your candidate so that you can have control of your own destiny and be able to bitch and complain if your guy doesn't win.
Sorry. I'm not trying to laugh at you. It's very important. I'm laughing at the most important message.
I think I'm going to, we're going to put a t-shirt on the website for sale. It says, stop voting. It only encourages them.
Are you going to design that t-shirt for reals?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Stop voting. It only encourages them. Or maybe one that says, don't feed the politicians.
You know, don't feed like the politicians.
Like you're not allowed to feed the animals at the zoo. maybe something like that. I don't know. I'm going to come up with something. We've got to get you a shirt other than Keep America Great Again.
Aw, man. Why? I love my CAGA shirt.
It's awesome. Don't go into crowded places where there are a lot of left-leaning people. You could get attacked. You've got to be careful.
It's true. They would attack me like rabid dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how, like, emotionally charged people are about this. And it completely fogs up their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
To the nth degree, to literally murdering people on both sides. I think there's been murders both ways now.
That's crazy.
But the real message is, the real message is, just opt out.
Yeah, get some popcorn, get on the couch, watch it from a distance, and have a good time. Mm-hmm.
Become self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Become independent. Learn about counter-economics. You can learn all about it in our free PDF. 131 ways to make money using counter-economics. And then you can graduate into the ebook, How to Build a Stealth Business Using Counter-Economics. You'll learn all about it. We wrote it.
Yeah.
Because we're smart.
Thanks to everybody that's bought that book. That's supporting us. That's really awesome. Thanks to everybody.
Yeah.
Because it really does matter. I mean, we put a lot of work into this, and without support, we wouldn't be able to keep doing it because it's just too much work. So,
yeah, we're not going to make it unless we keep our lights on.
Right. So thanks, y'all.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And please bookmark our show so you can get updates when we release stuff. And rate the show. It helps us get found in the algorithms. Head over to theoffgridoutpost.com for free stuff. Support our channel by purchasing stuff. And you can send us an email to cyrus@theoffgridoutpost.com or regina@theoffgridoutpost.com. We're awesome. Are we awesome?
We're covered in awesomeness.
I feel fully covered in awesomeness right now.
Wow, this was a very serious episode, wasn't it?
My whole day has been darkened by the seriousness. But I think if Trump doesn't get in office, the sun's going to stop coming up.
It might happen.
All right, well, this is Regina signing out. We'll catch you next time.
Talk to you later.
Later.
Here's a little teaser for what's coming next week.
And that's kind of what I recommend for people that maybe they are in a situation where they're not homesteading, they're thinking about going off-grid, they're interested in being self-sufficient, but they're not quite there yet. Just start amassing a knowledge base.
Thanks for listening to the Off-Grid Outpost podcast. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe so you can get all the new episodes.